Tonight, I will run through it so that you will understand what Jesus did for humanity on the cross. Because of time. When you look at the words Jesus spoke on the cross, the first thing he said was, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." According to the book of Luke chapter 23, verse 34. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Hallelujah. This is a man who was beaten, who went through affliction. They spat on him. Blood was all over him. And they hung him on the cross. But whilst he was there, the first thing he said was, "Father, forgive them." Erade fachewom. Isansi wunim niya wanya. A day in humobro. And a saint in humobro etisim. I want you to think about it. He was beaten severely. They caused him a lot of pain. What the ensoye che eshe no. What the intesuo egunisho. Na wo bono asendriyem. Na abra wo wo asendriyanisho. Bible se omane nisho kase erade fachewo. Esansi wo nin ni awoye. So if God was able to do this for humanity, beloved in the Lord, how come you can't forgive your friend? That woman who has wronged you, it has become so difficult for you to forgive him. Abrantia or kasatia or kakrebino. What did you want you to the extent? And you would dance with the bechel. I once watched the Passion of Christ, what Jesus went through. And at the end, he was hanged, he was nailed on the cross. Blood was all over him. But the people were laughing at him. You see how wicked at times we can be. You see how evil at times we can be. And ne onipa eye ni nua dia na ni gise wo ye ni nua ayakayaka dia. Obi e sori etia ni nua. Eyan anwahwa se ohunse ni nua eti ni so a esum ne bo if you really want to be a true disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you need to imitate him. So if on a cross Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing," it is time for us to imitate him.